This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Dark Sargassum.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep, having a dark sargasm. Come
on. is a sargasm when like
Musk
a...
did his epic clapback, I had a dark sargasm from his...
I'm so fucking tired of reading about clapbacks. Stop putting stories about clapbacks in front of me.
Yeah.
Do put stories about snapbacks in front of me because I like hats.
And claps and backs, respectively.
Mm.
Like whatever the world's largest clap is. I don't know what that is.
Chlamydia?
You know, with the world's largest
gonorrhea?
That's right. That's not that big. That's the tiny killer, you know? you can buy one of those germs stuffed animals about that. That's tiny.
Exceedingly small.
The world's smallest clap.
So this is a weird thing about doing this book, and I think it actually works to its favor. They don't feel the need to fill a page with shit about this. It can just be this paragraph. So the dark sargassum is just a sargasm, like a sarcastic orgasm.
That's what I was thinking it was, or it's an orgasm brought on by sarcasm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can't come unless Juno is on. You know?
Well, it's just because Jason Bateman's a fox.
Yeah,
Okay. Sorry, I just needed to clarify that. No, this is like a gigantic patch of seaweed that is actually a servant of Shub-Niggurath.
Well, it's not just a servant. It's one of the dark young. It's like a thing has been like sloughed off of.
Okay. Yeah.
And usually we don't do those, but this is particular. Like once they get into water, they gain, it's a little bit more interesting than if it's just roiling on land.
Yeah.
Which we'll cover those in the Shub-Niggurath section.
Mm-hmm.
But for these, they can end up in the water and just be these like, this felt very paranormal animals of North America.
Yes.
That's the deal thing. Like this is just like it's a patch of seaweed that is actually this super spooky thing that will like you step in it or whatever, and there's 100 tentacles that will crush you.
It's like a weather event almost is what's being described here. So it has hundreds of tentacles. It can attack up to 20 different people at once per round. And it can crush ships encircling them if they are less than 200 tons. So like this is less of, like a thing that is moving around that you have to kill, and it is a thing to be endured.
Yeah. It's a swirly mark on a map you're supposed to avoid.
Right.
An old timey map, like pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a great reason not to. So the story this comes from, again, not, this is not somebody who I actually know who it is. It's Justin Schmid. And the story is called the Bermuda Triangle. So you can get, no prizes for guessing how this relates.
Right.
Right. Like there's one of these in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Like a bot came up with this,
mm-hmm.
but still like cool. Like the idea, I'm pretty down for alternative explanations for the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
And like, this is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Like this thing, because this would be pretty far away from Shub-Niggurath. Like usually those things are only about when she's about.
Yeah.
And the this thing like kind of getting separated,
mm-hmm.
and forming its own, kind of ecosystem, because plants and animals would live within this. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It smells like rotting vegetation. That means there's probably vegetables rotting near it. Like there'd be little animals and stuff that like make this their home.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool.
I just love the idea of like the tentacles reaching up and like snatching like low flying planes out of the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like birds.
That'd be a great painting. Something like that. Yeah, that looks really cool.
It's like a flock of birds flies a little bit too low and then you just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then credits, or then title. Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, good, scary. It's also, but I think that when these things are explicit in the ocean, and this goes for deep ones and stuff as well,
mm-hmm.
they lose a little bit of power because things in the ocean are like the mean for scariness is higher.
Yes.
Like this already exists.
Right.
Like a giant jellyfish is exactly as dangerous to me as this thing is.
Yes.
Like this can attack boats. So I'm not safe on a boat. But as far as just like if it was just me versus the thing. I'd be equally fucked.
Yes. It doesn't really matter too much to me that the thing that is strangling me is actually like some skin that fell off of Shub-Niggurath, like after a particularly bad sunburn,
Yeah.
Like that doesn't matter. Like as my ship is being crushed to bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So it's the water is already pretty scary.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why there's Lovecraft, right? Like he thought that was the case.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff is just influenced by that.
We cracked the case.
Yeah. Yeah. We figured him out. Yeah. the entirety of him. He is one of the people who like who, when you know his biography, becomes a complete equation more than a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think like all of the stuff, it's like, oh, like his dad died of syphilis, a sex borne disease, and went insane or like went insane from syphilis, you know? And it's like, oh, he's scared of insanity and sex.
Yeah.
You know, like all these things, and like his weird classism thing with losing his childhood home and like living in poverty after being raised rich. Like,
yeah,
you know, that movement, like economic movement, is a good way to make monsters.
No.
Like somebody who is, you know, it's like we talked about how like when nerds get power, they're awful. You know, if somebody's very poor, you can become rich and you can keep the same generosity you had when you're poor and become a good person. Or you can just be like, well, the cycle continues. I earned this and everyone else who didn't get here is a fucker.
Right.
And like an temporarily embarrassed millionaire is also very dangerous and like potentially shitty. So he makes tons of sense.
Yeah. It's a closed system. Like it's very matchy matchy, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know what these, and he didn't make these, but I don't know what these would specifically be scared of other than the ocean. Like just like, seaweed like clumps are scary.
Yeah.
In general.
I think so. Yeah. Like it always bummed me out when I went fishing and I pulled up a bunch of seaweed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Getting that off your hook, you know?
Yeah. No good.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they're monsters or anything though.
No. Seaweed.
Yeah.
Or fishes or fishing. I don't know what you're.
No, like the bits of seaweed that I pull off my hook. You know?
Oh yeah. It's probably not like you didn't pull back a skeleton hand when you like pulled it off. So you're probably okay. You'd know, Cole.
Wait, so you're saying I don't need to go get this checked out?
I'm saying definitively you don't need to get this checked out, no matter what it is. Whew. Just put that up in a wall in your house. Just to remind you no matter what happens. The advice. If I had one piece of advice on your wedding day, you don't need to get anything checked out.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.